Chapter 3, Blizzard in the Backyard. Within 10 minutes, the backyard had weather, and the rest of Nutville did not. Snow drifted around the shed, snow piled on the fence, snow gathered on Papa's eyebrows until he looked like a disappointed winter wizard. But beyond the fence, the roads remained plain and brown. "We have created a very private blizzard," said Tony. Nutty twisted the more winter crank. The machine answered with a roar and blasted a giant white swirl over the sled pile. Mama cheered. "Now we're talking." She leaped on a sled and whooshed exactly 3 feet before crashing into the snow barrel with a happy thump. Children from nearby houses came running. They built one snow squirrel, a crooked fort, and a tiny snow mayor with a backward sash. Mayor Buttersworth himself arrived moments later and looked personally challenged by the tiny snow version. "Who made this?" he asked. "Winter," Nutty said. The machine clanged harder. The snow kept coming. Soon the backyard hill was buried, the path to the kitchen vanished, and Papa had to hang a string from the cocoa table to the back door so no one got lost looking for marshmallows. Then the wind shifted. The blizzard rolled across the lane and swallowed Tony's delivery cart. Then it swallowed the mailbox. Then it swallowed Mayor Buttersworth's boots up to the ankles. "This weather is becoming public," Mrs. Hedgehog announced. Nutty gulped. He had wanted enough snow for sledding. He had not wanted enough snow to make the goose disappear entirely, except for its beak. Grandma marched to the machine and thumped the side. "Shut it down!" Nutty reached for the stop lever. It snapped off in his paw. Everyone stared at the little lever. Nutty smiled weakly. "Interesting,"